This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners, the numbers are in. Who are the top five money-making hip-hop artists in 2017? Number 5, Chance the Rapper with 32 million. Number 4, Dr. Dre with 34.5 million. Number 3, Jay-Z with 42 million. Number 2 was Drake with 94 million. And number 1 was Diddy with $130 million. Diddy, really? When was the last time Diddy had a hit? Even so, Diddy's net worth is 750 million. It's so good to be Diddy. Jackie Chan just confirmed that Rush Hour 4 will be happening after 7 years of script revisions. The martial artist went on to mention that it's, quote, not about the money, but about the time, unquote. We're all like old men, he joked. The first Rush Hour was filmed nearly 20 years ago. Easy for Chan to say. One other tiny detail? Co-star Chris Tucker has to agree. That means the film is definitely on because, Chris hasn't really been working lately. Fast and Furious star Tyrese Gibson is furious with co-star Dwayne The Rock Johnson, accusing him of wanting to break up the franchise. What's he talking about? Well, Tyrese is mad that The Rock agreed to star in a Furious spin-off featuring his character Hobbs and Jason Statham's character Deckard Shaw. Gibson said that several cast members have been offered to star in spin-offs, but they've turned them all down to preserve the integrity of the Furious franchise. The Hobbs film will be released July 26, 2019. Because of this, production of the 9th Fast and Furious has been delayed. The worlds of The Walking Dead and spin-off Fear the Walking Dead are finally going to cross paths. Series creator Robert Kirkman revealed, quote, there is one character that is going to go from one show that I will not name to another show that I will not name. This is a huge event in the world of The Walking Dead, unquote. The crossover is expected to occur sometime in the next year. The Walking Dead Season 8 debut airs this Sunday. Blade Runner 2049 had everything going for it. The original classic film stars Harrison Ford and Ryan Gosling and great reviews. The only problem? The sequel just didn't click with audiences. According to studio estimates, 2049 grossed only $31.5 million, a poor start for a movie that cost at least $150 million to make. Which means execs at Warner Brothers who greenlit the film will soon be parking cars and waiting tables at LA area restaurants. Rapper Nelly was arrested for allegedly sexually assaulting a woman on his tour bus in suburban Seattle, Washington. Nelly reportedly met the woman after performing in Seattle and brought her back to the bus and then rode back to the artist's hotel. An attorney for the 42-year-old R&B star, Scott Rosenblum, said, quote, Nelly is the victim of a completely fabricated allegation, unquote. You know the saying, there's no such thing as bad publicity? Well, not in this case. Tyra Banks and baby daddy Asla have called it quits. The America's Next Top Model creator and America's Got Talent host had been dating Asla, a Norwegian photographer, since 2013. Though they share a 20-month-old son, a source told us that Asla had moved out of the former couple's LA home. The two remain friendly and will continue to work together professionally. Asla is slated to shoot the opening credits of the upcoming cycle of America's Next Top Model. Awkward. The nominees for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2018 were announced. This year's group includes 9 first-time nominees from all different musical genres. They are Nina Simone, The Eurythmics, Dire Straits, Judas Priest, Kate Bush, The Moody Blues, Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, and Sister Rosetta Tharpe. The list of 2018 inductees will be announced in December, with the induction ceremony taking place at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland in April. Ryan Murphy confirmed that this week's episode of American Horror Story, Cult, had a scene of a mass shooting in it, but the producer felt it was in bad taste to leave it in the wake of the recent Las Vegas mass shooting. The scene was supposed to be an obvious anti-gun warning about society, but will now happen off-camera. I guess it's too gruesome for viewers to watch a fake mass shooting. Wait, what? After performing in front of 100,000 fans at Rock in Rio, Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler has been ordered to stop performing and seek immediate medical care in the U.S. Tyler said, quote, "I'm not in a life-threatening condition, but I need to deal with this right away and get some rest and medical care immediately in order to sustain and maintain my future performances," unquote. Okay, Steven, walk this way to the doctor. DJ Diplo is donating $100,000 to a fund for the victims of the deadly shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Country Music Festival in Las Vegas. The money will go directly to victims and their families via a GoFundMe. The statement read, quote, "My deepest sympathies are with the victims of this horrific tragedy and their families. It's my hope that these events will start a long-awaited and honest conversation about the importance of gun control in America." Unquote. Hear, hear. The Trash Bin. Black China's Sorta X BF pilot was rumored to be the real father of her daughter Dream, rather than Rob Kardashian, after a photo of China and pilot kissing was published. At the time, China went on a nutty social media rant against the Glee actor, where she posted his email address, phone number, and claimed he tried to extort her for $150,000. She also said the two never even had sex because he was gay. 9 months later, pilot suing both China and Rob for defamation and cyberbullying. Yep, just another day in Hollywood.
The news wrap-up.
The highly anticipated Destiny 2 and Super Mario Odyssey are expected to be two of the biggest video games of the year. Hundreds of new emojis are coming to your iPhone soon. Apple is looking into reports of iPhone 8 batteries swelling. And AOL's instant messenger app AIM is shutting down in December.
Goodbye.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Horror film Happy Death Day is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Rapper NF's new album Perception debuts at the top.
The number one app.
Can you say Minecraft Pocket Edition? Sure you can.
The number one book.
The number one nonfiction book is Killing England by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Dugard.
The artist known as 24 Hours comes from Atlanta, Georgia, and is multi-talented, to say the least. He raps, sings, produces, and DJs, which definitely proves he can't be put into a box. If you look at his Instagram or Twitter, you won't find photos of him. You'll find the cover art to his newest song, which fits his mysterious persona. He chooses to stay anonymous and lets the music speak for itself. Here's the mysterious 24 Hours featuring Ty Dolla $ign and Wiz Khalifa with the song of the week, What You Like.
Shawty from the A, she in L.A. She said, 20, where the f*** we finna stay? So the baby got the condo by the stables. I told her I'd pick her up if she ain't able. She said, 20, I got friends all year. I told her I'd send the Uber if they near. She said, beating with a broke boy is my. I told her, baby, out of here. I wouldn't mind if you stay tonight.
Now is 24 hours featuring Ty Dolla $ign and Wiz Khalifa with the Song of the Week, What You Like. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.